This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia! Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Government expresses concern over poor diet contributing to rise in NCDs. Japanese ambassador calls for stronger economic and innovation ties with Zambia. In global news, Trump rules out sending U.S. troops to Ukraine as part of security guarantees. A very good evening to you. My name is Constance Moizina Mwenga with the Phoenix FM Main News at 18 hours. The details. Government has expressed concern over the growing impact of poor dietary habits, noting that the overconsumption of certain foods is contributing significantly to the rise in non-communicable diseases, NCDs, in the country. Speaking during the dissemination meeting of the Comprehensive Food Balance Sheet Report for the period 2019 to 2023 in Lusaka today, Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo stressed the need to not only increase food production, but also improve the quality, diversity, and nutritional value of foods consumed by the population. Mr. Mutolo said while food quantity remains important, addressing malnutrition and diet-related health issues is now a pressing concern, particularly in combating hidden hunger and micronutrient deficiencies among vulnerable groups. He emphasized that more targeted efforts are needed in promoting balanced diets and tackling silent threats such as vitamin and mineral deficiencies, which continue to affect the health and productivity of many citizens. Meanwhile, Mr. Mutolo has noted that data from the Food Balance Sheets report shows that between 2019 and 2023, the country consistently produced enough key food commodities to meet national energy requirements through domestic production.
So let it be more practical. If you come here and just get this stupid document out there and you don't use it, then we are missing it. We need to pick out the issue and use it. Colleagues, you were talking about three or so factors of why we give food balance. One of which was to guide government policy. You can see that I was listening and the team, it has been taken. We are trying to. It was not only government policy, but even information. We are able now to speak and say we allow the export of 500,000 metric tons of meat because of the cross-border service.
Japanese ambassador to Zambia, Takeuchi Kazuyuki, has all called for strengthened economic and innovation partnerships between Zambia and Japan. Speaking during a media breakfast ahead of the Tokyo International Conference on African Development, TICA 9 in Yokohama, where Vice President Mutale Nalumango is set to represent Zambia, Ambassador Takeuchi stressed the importance of sustained collaboration between beyond the conference, which runs from tomorrow until 22nd August. He highlighted the need for practical cooperation in key sectors such as manufacturing, energy, and agriculture, noting that such partnerships are essential for driving sustainable growth and job creation. Ambassador Takeuchi added that TICAD 9 presents an opportunity to address global economic challenges and expressed hope that Zambia will leverage the platform to promote strong public-private partnerships.
The success we have achieved together and the opportunities that lie ahead. I look forward to working hand in hand with you towards the success of TICAD 9, the continued advanced achievement of Japan-Zambia cooperation in every field, and strengthening of our enduring partnership.
At the same event, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Permanent Secretary Ethambuyu Gunderson says Zambia remains committed to the green agenda and to scaling up partnerships that support sustainable economic development.
Zambia is currently preparing to participate in the CTAD 9 conference in Yokohama, Japan, under the theme Co-Create Innovative Solutions with Africa. The Zambian government is therefore confident that the TICAD conference will not only strengthen Japan-Africa partnerships in trade and investment, increase private sector engagement to complement official development assistance, but it will also enhance access to Japanese technology and innovation for Zambia's industrialization and green growth agenda.
In other news stories, Ministry of Science and Technology Permanent Secretary Brilliant Habenzo says Zambia is set to benefit significantly from a partnership between the African Union and the European Union, which aims to support innovation and development. Speaking during the Research and Innovation Dissemination and Funding Information Workshop in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Habenzo says government wants to use this partnership to solve real problems in the country, such as poor research equipment, challenges in agriculture, and challenges faced by small-scale miners. He also said government plans to support young people who are interested in science and technology, including support for women and local community inventors to be included in innovation programs.
So this, we feel, it will help us as a country, because we do value the young researchers and what they are able to do as a country, and for us as a country. The next thing is that we want to see how we can expand research infrastructure and financing, which is very important. Without research infrastructure which is adequate to support the research that should be able to give us the output that we desire, it becomes a problem. So that's something that we feel is very, very important.
Meanwhile, National Science and Technology Council Chairperson Professor Thodi Munsaka has lauded the African Union, European Union, AU-EU research partnerships for significantly enhancing the country's ability to fund and coordinate scientific research. In other stories, the Department of Immigration has intensified its nationwide enforcement operations, leading to the apprehension, removal and prosecution of hundreds of illegal immigrants between 15th and 18th August 2025. Department Chief Public Relations Officer Nomathe Nshinka explains that on Saturday 16th August 2025, the department in Lusaka conducted a mass removal operation in which 72 illegal immigrants were removed from the country after paying court fines for various immigration-related offences. Mr. Nshinka further explains that similarly, the Selwezi Regional Immigration Office yesterday removed 66 illegal immigrants, consisting 65 Tanzanians and one Burundian, who had been apprehended during the ongoing operation in Mufumbo District targeting illegal gold mining. He says investigations revealed that they had provided false information to immigration officers upon entry into Zambia, claiming to be visitors, but were later found engaging in illegal gold mining.
In a related development, the Mpika Immigration Office on 18th August 2025 detained 11 suspected illegal immigrants aged between 15 and 33. The 8 Bangladeshi nationals and 3 Ethiopians were intercepted at a diversion near the Mpika checkpoint in an abandoned Toyota Probox station wagon, registration number SAB4787, after the driver fled when pursued by police following a tip-off from local villagers. While the Bangladeshi nationals had passports, none bore entry endorsement stamps confirming that they had entered the country illegally. The 3 Ethiopians were undocumented. Preliminary investigations indicate that the group was en route to South Africa. All suspects are detained pending further investigations.
We now delve into global news. U.S. President Donald Trump has ruled out sending U.S. troops to Ukraine as part of security guarantees if a peace deal is reached. The U.S. president has hinted at U.S. air support and tells Fox News that Russia's Vladimir Putin would face a rough situation if he does incorporate in the peace process. It comes after Monday's talks between Vladimir Zelensky, Trump and European leaders at the White House. The BBC reports on other world news.
Unnamed Israeli officials say the government is studying the Hamas response to a new Gaza ceasefire proposal. Palestinian media say at least 25